Thank you, Susie. Track 4. Moving a few chairs from the back garden to the middle of the road is the least I can do, says Rowan Mantell.
This month, we celebrate an extraordinary anniversary. For 70 years, the same woman has been the figurehead of the country and Commonwealth. In all the centuries of our monarchy, no one has reigned as long. Perhaps it'll never happen again, almost certainly not for generations, with the heir to the throne already in his 70s and his heir hitting 40 this month. For all of my life, all of my children's and grandchildren's lives, almost all my parents' lives, the same person has been queen. She was queen to my grandparents, great-grandparents, and even a great-great-grandparent. That's 7 generations of my family, reaching back to a great-great-granny who was born when Queen Victoria was young and survived into the new Elizabethan era. I'm not sure any of my ancestors have been particularly fervent royalists. At least one was a committed communist, and we've troubled neither Her Majesty's garden parties and honours lists, nor her more secure accommodation, but I am in awe of her astonishing service. She didn't ask for or apply for the job to which she has devoted her life. Yes, it came with a company carriage or several. Yes, there was travel and generous remuneration. But the other side of the coin of the realm are all those ceremonies and services and speeches and performances. All that small talk, the constant scrutiny and photographs, the being told what to do, what to say and where to go, and the terrible people she had to meet. I'm thinking heads of state rather than her own family. Moving a few chairs from the back garden to the middle of the road is the least that I can do to acknowledge a lifetime of duty and dedication. A neighbour has organised a street party, complete with music, games, 1950s-style food and the national anthem, and I'm looking forward to royally reclaiming the street. As a child, I celebrated the Silver Jubilee beneath red, white and blue bunting on a hay bale seat in the main village street. More than 40 years later, we went for a long red, white and blue walk, poppies, blossom and bluebells, on the 75th anniversary of VE Day, passing people sitting out for pavement parties, chatting to neighbours across the 2-metre COVID divide. I was intrigued to learn that the English street party actually owes more to pandemics than to royalty. The first national call to arms, or to old chairs, wallpaper tables, flags and bunting, was for peace teas for poor children in July 1919. The guests were not just those impoverished or orphaned by war, but also children who had lost parents in the devastating flu epidemic which followed. Street parties took on a royal flavour in the 1930s with the Silver Jubilee of George V and the coronation of George VI. But these will be the first platinum parties, so this feels properly historic. I was a late adapter to The Crown, missed any suggestion it was a drama, and remain convinced it is a documentary and that I know the characters personally. So I might even get a bit emotional when the national anthem strikes up in happy and glorious celebration of that long reign over us.